All right, guys, welcome. Episode 3 of the OC Sports Podcast. We got a full show today. Mentioned on Twitter, Dan Albano is going to be here. Normally we do this on Mondays because it's kind of the lighter day of the week for high school sports, but it is Martin Luther King Day, and a lot of basketball showcases are up today. Dan is busy with that. We will talk guys, high school all-star football next week with him, do a recap on it. But we will jump straight ahead to Michael Huntley of the Orange County Register. We also have the Cypress Centurions boys basketball team. And then finally, we'll talk But first, we'll get to Mike Huntley of OC Varsity. Mike, how's your day today?
Not too bad, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Well, let's get started. First off, Mater Dei basketball has a losing streak. it's something that you really don't hear that often. And we were talking it up with, you know, how, you know, impressed we were with this young roster, this young lineup. And then, boom, we lost to Bosco and lost to Camarillo. And, I mean, they're not easy. They're not easy teams. So, I mean, what's going on Mater Dei right now? Is it just, you know, tough schedule with these young kids? Or
losing to Bosco surprised me a little bit because Bosco's a very good team. The training league, top to bottom, is pretty good. But maybe, you know, a lot of sophomores in that lineup, tough environment on the road. Bosco's a tough place to play, kind of a smaller gym. But they're going to be just fine. They have three sophomores that are 6'8 and above. Devin Askew is a great, great point guard, young guy. Evans and Prukop are really good shooters as juniors. They're going to be just fine.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, now they're going to – they might have to share that league title, but obviously, Coach McKnight just wants that CIF title. I'm sure they'll be ready for the open when they're ready. But they're not the only ones that have a little upset losses this week. You know, several teams in the top 20, top 25 took some tough L's. You know, Villa Park took a tough one to Canyon. One loss that whole year, and it seemed like Canyon was ready for it. You know, it's a sore loss when it's Tribeco. You know, Newport had a tough week. You know, coming in halfway at the point, you know, are you surprised that a lot of teams just took very tough L's, losses that might affect them in league for league title?
Well, Newport Harbor always struggles against Edison. I was surprised they lost to CDM at home, but that's always a tough, you know, Battle of the Bay kind of environment. CDM's very good with Jack Stone, John Humphreys. They're a very good team. So Soro's loss at Tribuco was surprising considering Tribuco didn't have Cabrera or Prendergast playing, and those are two of their top shooters. But Tesoro's in the Seaview Leagues, that wasn't a league loss. They're going to blow through the rest of their Seaview League. They're playing El Toro tonight as the second-best team in that league. They'll be just fine. But I was surprised they lost to Tribuco Hills without those two shooters because I've seen Tribuco Hills a couple of times, and when those guys are shooting their threes, when they're at their best. But yeah, Tesoro had a hard time with that one. That didn't really surprise me that much. Canyon or Villa Park surprised me. You went to that game though, right?
Yeah, I was at that game, and yeah, I mean they controlled the boards and frankly in that first half. And I'm a Canyon alum and a Canyon guy, but that still caught me off guard. I thought, you know, Villa Park's been unstoppable. But yeah, I mean it seemed like Canyon was just ready to go, and Villa Park just kind of thought this is gonna be another easy one.
AJ Perry, 24 points against Villa Park, 19 against Almedina the game before. They're playing Esperanza tomorrow in a big one. They're rolling pretty well right now, the Comanches. Your Comanches.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, they had a tough schedule. You know, Damon Holiday Classic, you know, they ran into some tough there's two losses that I think might not help, that haven't helped them, and that's, you know, against La Mirada and El Dorado. But, you know, maybe sometimes those losses kind of wake you up and definitely help them for Villa Park. But going down, I see that, you know, Pacific Coast League, I thought, okay, this is going to be Beckman's year. You know, Northwood's a little down, and CDM's no longer there. And then they take a loss to Northwood, and then they take a loss to Portola, their first year in varsity. And now Northwood's up in first place. I mean, I haven't checked the PCL at all this year, but, I mean, is Beckman still in this despite losing to a brand-new varsity team?
Beckman can still be in it. Portola, they're a lot of sophomores, mostly sophomores actually, a couple of juniors. But they're pretty – they don't give up. I saw them play Tesoro, and Tesoro handled them pretty bad. But Tesoro's – they should handle a team like Portola. But Portola played hard throughout. They're not small. They're pretty big, and they're pretty athletic. They have trouble shooting the ball sometimes. But losing to Portola, it's surprising for a team like Beckman or Northwood, but it's not, you know – Portola, it's not a shameful thing. Portola's much better at basketball than they were at football. They're a lot of sophomores, but they're really athletic. They're really, really well coached. The coach uses their timeouts very well. He's a very good in-game coach. Portola, not this year. They're not going to win the PCL this year, but they could be a contender 2 years from now for sure.
Yeah, it seems like they, if all goes well, they might be the new that new top dog in the PCL for basketball. But right now, you know, we talk about, you know, leagues that are, you know, teams are getting upset. Now there's races up in the leagues. The three-way league, you know, I know La Habana's unstoppable, but do you think at some point maybe someone might take down La Habana? Are they just too much to stop right now with Howland and Dashiell?
I think they're too much to stop. You know, Fortin's got some good scorers, Stonesonac and everything like that, but they're not – I just don't think that either team, Troy or Fullerton, can really do it. Sonora is solid, but they're not ready to play with La Habana yet. The Freeway League, Sunny Hills is playing pretty well too. Everyone's pretty good at that league besides Winter Park, but La Habana's just – they're too good right now. And they have a really great home court advantage.
Yeah, it helps to play in that really unique hardwood court. But, you know, another one, Empire, you know, you kind of thought Stipers is going to run away with this one, and then they get a little scared from Queen Lutheran. You know, are you surprised at all about Queen Lutheran? They lose the coach of the year and then players just kind of, you know, players graduate and then they have players, you know, transfer out of their schools. They kind of thought, okay, it's gonna be very tough road for the next couple of years for Queen Lutheran. But here they are, you know, they got Cyprus again pretty soon, and that might be a league title game.
It should be a league title game. I covered the first game, and it was a really cool environment. It was a packed gym at Cyprus. The game was really, really fast-paced. You know, Cyprus plays incredibly fast. Kareen, yeah, they lost a coach. They lost a lot of guys, but they got some guys coming in. You know, John Schurer is a transfer from Sadak Valley Christian. He had 27 points and 10 rebounds against Cyprus. Aiden Garrett's really good point guard. They have some really good players at Kareen. They can spread the floor pretty well. They can shoot. Cyprus coach Derek Mitchell admitted to me that they should have jumped down on threes a little more against Kareen. But Kareen and Cyprus should be playing for the league title at the season finale at Kareen, which is a really weird place to play. It's like a little tent with a couple rows of seating. It gets really, really loud in there.
Yeah.
But Cyprus does play really, really fast, and they should be okay.
And move a little more down south to the South Coast, and it's anyone's game down there. It seems like they're beating each other up right now with Mission Viejo and Tribuco and surprisingly Capel Valley, which has kind of been a shock. I thought they were in rebuilding mode, but they've hung around there. You know, who do you see surviving out of that? And, I mean, are you know, we're talking about Capel and Mission. You know, we didn't expect them to have big years, but here they are battling with Tribuco.
I think Tribuco is the best team overall. That's because they have, you know, Hotton is really big. They have the two shooters with Prendergast and Cabrera. But if those guys are hurt, then Capo can beat them again and sweep that series and win the league. Capo, Connor Gleason's been their best guy. They have also this transfer, Spencer Egbert from San Clemente, a 6'7" guy. Langston Redfield from Mission Viejo, you know, brother of Max Redfield, played really well against Ayala today. They beat Ayala in the Costa Mesa long shot challenge. If they beat Tribuco, they're probably going to win the league. Mission's really good. Jack Connerty, Kareen Lutheran transfer, has been out for them. They're a big man. But Nathan Hewitt shot really well against San Clemente last week. That's going to come down to, you know, there could be a tie in that league depending on – they could all have two league losses depending on how it goes. And then San Clemente and Aliso are going to be the fourth and fifth team. But Capo's really, really good. And Brian Mulligan's a great coach. That league is full of great coaches. I mean, even at the bottom with San Clemente and Aliso, those are good coaches with Coach Barnett and Coach Popovich. And anything can happen in that league.
And then you go into the surf league. It's really the same situation. CDM and Edison are battling up there. You know, I know Newport Harbor's not going to give up. And then Los Al is just taking people down with them. They ended up beating Edison last week. Same thing. You know, now it's an open league. You know, Newport's behind, but they have the better record. But now it's Edison, CDM. And obviously, you know, Los Al might just take someone else down with them as well.
Newport's going to have to beat CDM on the road to, you know, really get ahead in that surf league. It's really Newport's had a really great record in the preseason. They didn't really play that many teams that were really good. They played Villa Park and got blown off the court. But That leaves wide open. Los Alamitos, too, beating Edison was really surprising. So there's no easy games in that surf league. The wave league is a little bit different, but the surf league, I mean, you got to show up every day or else you can get upset. And if Newport doesn't kind of get it together quickly, they're not going to get that second league championship or second place.
Exactly. And then, you know, we go into the San Joaquin, which I think people probably just slept on because they just assume San Joaquin's small schools. But, I mean, that's – I mean, I wouldn't say top heavy. I mean, you want to add SVC in there as well. They're having a pretty good year. But the Christian, CBC, and Fairmont Prep is having a phenomenal year. I mean, is this a top five in the county league now for basketball?
That's a tricky question. You know, you never know with some of the smaller schools. But I've seen, you know, we've seen CBC beat some bigger schools. I saw them hanging with Yorba Linda earlier in the year.
I think obviously CBS did too.
Yeah, they did. Festus Andemania is a really good player. Obviously, he's getting a lot of attention going to Cal State Northridge. Fairmont Prep's the best team in that league. Pacifica Christian's good, but they're still pretty young. Top five league in the county, they're definitely close if they're not there already. You know, Trinity's really good. South Coast League, I think, is really, really good. Empire's really good at the top. Same with Freeway League. You know, it's a tricky one, but they're definitely very respectable. You can't walk in and play any of those San Joaquin League teams and just like walk out with a win, you know?
Exactly. And then we go to Golden West, and I covered Ocean View Garden Grove, and that was a pretty close game. And it seems like they're going to meet up again for a championship game. I thought Ocean View was in rebuilding mode, but at the same time, Garden Grove is going in from the Garden Grove League, which was kind of top heavy for the most part, into the Golden West. You know, are we overlooking the Golden West League despite, you know, Ocean View Garden Grove kind of killing it? We know Westminster's always big, and then same with Seagerstrom.
I don't know if we're overlooking it. Westminster, they struggled a little bit lately. Ocean View kind of didn't have a problem with them last week. Garden Grove and Ocean View are the top two teams in that league. Garden Grove, I was kind of surprised because, you know, the Garden Grove League, you were being nice when you said it was top heavy. It was a pretty bad league last year, and Grove really blew through it. And I saw them – I covered their playoff game. They struggled in the semifinals, but you know, Sebastian Castro is a really, really great scorer. They're really well coached. They only play about like eight guys. But those are the two best teams in that league for sure. Ocean View, yeah, they're not really rebuilding, huh? They're really hanging in there this year.
Yeah, they are. You know, Michael, before we finish, you know, where are you headed to this week? I mean, I know that Brian always tells me where to go last second. I don't know if he does the same with you, but.
I'm going to Canyon tomorrow to see Esperanza and Canyon, going to the house that Manny Alvarez built. But I don't know where I'm going on Friday yet. And on Thursday, I might be doing some OC football coverage. I don't know yet for the All-Star game, but for practices. But I don't know. But Friday, I don't know yet. I'm assuming it's going to be somewhere in the South because, you know, I'm a South County guy. And the South Coast League, every game matters now.
Exactly. And I know that Canyon beat Villa Park, but, I mean, Coach Harrison played at Esperanza for Coach Hill, so Coach Hill knows a thing or two about one of his former players. So that should be a fun one. Mike, thanks for being here, guys. Michael Hunley, OC Varsity, Orange County Register. Check him out. And we're going to have Los Alamitos Locos on later on today, and they still have our big heads. I'm still waiting to get that back.
But I want it.
Yeah. All right, Michael. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thanks, man.
All right, guys. Just finished talking some boys basketball with Michael Huntley. And right now, we know we're talking about how tough some of these leagues are. One league that's going to be tough basically for championship-wise is the Empire League. And we have the Cypress Centurions on right now. Coach Derek Mitchell, Anthony Tello, Clifford Patterson, and Jared Brown. Guys, thanks for being on.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Thanks for having us.
Coach, 22-2 right now, second best public school in the county. And it seemed all right. They're going to just blow through the Empire League. And we thought your top competitor was going to be Tustin. And then out of nowhere, Kareem Lewson comes in. You know, we thought they were in rebuilding mode because they lost players to transfer. Their coach of the year they had was gone. You know, what was the game plan coming in the Kareem Lewson? And were you surprised or impressed by the Saints?
Coming in, we knew that they were going to be a tough opponent for us. They have three guys that will probably play at the collegiate level. We had some trouble with their size as they were able to shoot over the top of us a couple times. But we stuck to our game plan, and the boys played hard, and we were able to come out with a victory.
You know, Jared, you know, we're talking about some teams with me and Michael, and some teams are having fantastic seasons, but their schedule hasn't been that tough. I see your schedule. I mean, we say second best team, public school in Orange County, because you guys faced Little Park. You took on that challenge. You also took down Ocean View and Heritage Christian, Compton, you know, St. Francis. You know, how big has this schedule been for you guys as you guys are just taking teams left and right?
You know, Coach Mitchell did a very good job, like, in the beginning of the season to schedule us against tough teams and a strong preseason so that when league came, everything would just be easy. And, like, he scheduled us in those tournaments, and we wanted those big games, you know, like playing Heritage Christian and St. Francis, like you said. Those were very big games for us, and those were definitely good wins for us. So it was definitely exciting, and the games we wanted.
No, Anthony, you know, you guys are facing the Villa Park. And maybe at the time you guys didn't know that was like the public school championship game. It was so early. But, you know, what did you learn from that? I know it's pretty tough, you know, because, I mean, Villa Park's a fantastic team year in and year out, and they took a big win. But what did you guys learn from that 2 games into the season?
We learned that we can't play slow. We have to take every possession like it's our last. If we take a time off, it's for them to come back.
And then, so you guys won the Buck Pride Classic and forgot the other Coyote Classic. You know, you took a tough loss in Vegas against Tampa Catholic. You know, talk about that Tampa Catholic game. You know, we obviously talk about the Villa Park game, but Tampa Catholic by one, and that's a pretty good school. Cliff, you know, how tough was it to not sweep, take your sweep for the tournament wise?
Well, they were a very, very good team, and we were looking to surprise the fans that were there, and you know, we're usually viewed as the underdog team, so you know, as the game was going, we were looking to follow the game plan and to do whatever Coach Mitchell had for us to do. So you know, we lost by 1 point, but that was a very well learned lesson, and you know, it taught us a lot. It taught us a lot. So.
Now, Coach, you're going through the Empire League, and you know, this. I mean, Pacific has had a great year. Tustin's always there, and you know, Valencia's tough to play. But you guys are just sweeping them real quick, and big wins against them. And obviously, we talk about Queen Lutheran in overtime. You know, do you fear that any moment this team might come in thinking, "All right, we got this W. This is an easy team," or are they just prepared every game? Because we've already seen some teams that just go a little lightly, and then end up paying.
You know, we preach to them, and we got to be consistent every day in practice, and that anything can happen on any day. And, you know, last Friday, there was a bunch of upsets all around the county. So we always remind them that don't take a playoff, like Anthony was saying, and you've got to bring it every night, because in our league right now, we're at the top. So everybody's gunning for us. And you got a lot of great coaches. You know, Bossemeyer won his 14th or 400th this year. And I think Friedman won 300 a couple weeks ago. So the coaches are game planning to come at us. So we just got to make sure that we have our heads on straight, and we're going to continue to do what we've done.
All right. And, you know, last year, I mean, basically pretty much the same season, 24-5, you know, you guys made a deep run in the playoffs. Do you feel at any point before that season, I know you had like an 8-9 record and a 20-10 record, which is pretty phenomenal. Did you feel like you guys weren't getting enough respect rankings wise, or is it just, you know what, we're going to get our due pretty soon?
I think last year we were trying to earn everybody's respect, and then, you know, we were able to get to the quarterfinals and go 10-0 in league. So I think we accomplished that. And this year, you know, losing to San Marcos in the quarterfinals, the three guys that are on today really took it to heart, and they've been adamant about being better than last year. They go through 6 a.m. workouts together. They're our culture. You know, they come every day ready to go, and they lead by example. So it's these three guys that have really tried to make us better than last year.
No, Jared, you guys play Pacifica tomorrow, and they had a pretty good preseason schedule, you know, or a good record. So they're not an easy team to face, you know. And then you got Tustin, who's still battling there up top for in the Empire. You know, what's the process going through against Pacifica and Tustin?
You know, I think with us, like we treat every game the same. Like Cliff said, we're always underdog no matter what team. But tomorrow, Pacifica, they recently just beat Crane. So I mean, coming into that game, we're not gonna be big headed because that obviously they beat Crane by a pretty good amount. So that's gonna be a good game. And then Tustin, you know, they're always very well coached. Their coach is very well. He always gets their guys ready. Like he knows all our sets, like everything. He knows everything. So like I said, going into every game, we're always the underdog, and we're just gonna treat it the same. Just play hard and play fast.
Cliff, was there any game during the season, like a big win, where you're thinking, all right, this team's starting to cook, we got something here? Was it a pivotal game where you guys started thinking, all right, we got something?
I'm going to have to say the game we played against St. Francis, I wasn't playing because I had a concussion. But while the team was playing, I saw that we were all playing as a team, and we all – knew what we had to do to win that game. And yeah, it came down to the wire, but we just pulled it out, and that's when I knew, like, this team, like, we're gonna do great. We're gonna do a great team. So
yeah, you know, I know it's a long shot, but 22-2, I mean, I don't know if you guys are in the discussion for an open division, and it's doubtful you guys will get in the open. I'm sure you guys want to go in your division and dominate there.
I hope so.
But do you have that fear thinking, oh, if we keep doing this, maybe, who knows? But, you know, Anthony, do you have that fear? Or is it just, you know what, it's not – there's so many great schools in the CIF that we're going to stay in our division.
I'm not scared, but we just need to work harder than we have ever worked because it's not easy. So if we work and we keep working, we can meet our goal and then get a CIF ring.
Perfect. Coach, same thing, you know, I know it's a very long shot because you got all these big time schools, but there's still a small chance. I mean, is there a fear that, oh, we might get in the open and now we have to face the big guns? Because I know you guys want to go in your division. You guys are favored in your division pretty much.
Yeah. Right now I think we're like ranked number 7 in our division. So I don't fear that we'll make it. If we do, that'd be great. But I mean, our division's so tough. I think there's 4 legitimate future, like, NBA prospects. And, you know, Camarillo just beat Modern Day recently. So they're at the top. Villa Park's at the top. Orange Lutheran's at the top. So I think those teams are better suited for the Open. And, you know, wherever we go and whoever we draw, we're just going to try to play as hard as we can and come out with a victory.
You know, Jared, you know, you guys went to the quarterfinals, I believe, last year against San Marcos and took a loss. You know, tell me just the process after taking that loss. I know that's tough when the whole season's over, but the process from then to, you know, game 1 of the season, you know, because I know you guys were hungry, wanting to get past the quarterfinals this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, man, like, I think someone touched on it, but, yeah, I think Coach, like, after that game, that was just like – I mean, that was a very exciting game. It was packed. Everything was crazy. But just losing that game, it just brought more fuel to our fire to work hard every day. And, like that's the reason – like, every time we do these 6 a.m. sessions and we work so hard in practice, like, I personally, I think of that game. Like, I don't want to feel that same feeling last year. And I think that's why we work so hard. So I mean – I think we're gunning to go farther than quarterfinals, and I think the way we're playing right now, we have a good chance at it. Good chance at it.
Coach, basically same question. You know, dealing with that tough loss, you know, what were you telling your underclassmen once, you know, you guys had to get ready for the next season? Was it something – did you already know that they were pretty hungry, or is it something you had to get motivation to start working out from day one?
I think after – the game last year, I know it's kind of mean, but I told them to remember how bad it hurts and don't forget that feeling. And so, you know, they took it from there. Last year, we didn't play a lot of games in front of big crowds. So when we went to San Marcos and they had a huge crowd, I think that was an adjustment for us. So this year at the beginning of the year, to try to help prepare us, I tried to schedule schools that were in the top like 5-4 student sections. So our first game was against Los Al, who I think you have on later, the Los Al Locals. And then our second game was at Villa Park. So we tried to incorporate what we learned from last year to help build so we could be better this year.
No, Anthony, I don't know much about the Cypress student section. Maybe I might have to make a visit someday. How is the student section at Cypress? I'm sure with you guys catching fire this season, you guys become an attraction to go to the game.
Yeah, they're loud. They're very loud. And, like, they research. Everything's research based on. So if they get in your head, I get the whole entire team's out of it.
And then, Cliff, like you said, Coach had you guys face, you know, Los Alamitos and Villa Park. And I know it was early, but, I mean, you had to face student sections there. When you run into student sections, I mean, how tough is it to focus in the game? Because, I mean, they're on you the whole time if you make a mistake or if you guys are falling behind. I mean, you guys had to face between Lutheran Purdue, and they got a pretty good student section as well.
Well, for me, I personally like large crowds because it just makes me want to win and want to upset the team that we're playing against. So that's just me, though. That's just a me thing. I'm not sure about other players, but, you know, there's a saying that's going around now for, like, the young kids. Like, I want all the smoke, like – I really don't care how big the crowd is. Like, as long as we win, that's all that matters. So
you guys are on a roll right now. You got Pacifico. Obviously, they're gonna try to take you guys down. And Tustin's a tough competitor. So a tough week for you guys, Coach. Guys, thanks a lot for being on. Best of luck the rest of the season.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Manny. Have a good night.
Thank you.